Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It is not the 1st of April. It is April 2nd. And my staff that helps me out puts April 1st down. Maybe they're pulling an April Fool's joke. I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, and Todd Kunin. We are a little group here for 5 years. I've been doing this wonderful show to talk about all the latest topics, the legal issues, and we make I'm not going to say make fun, but we have fun with them, and we handle a few serious topics. We're the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. So don't get your hopes up too high, but we're going to have a lot of fun today. Call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, or you want to email us, info@radiolawtalk.com. Go to every single social media platform and just type in Radio Law Talk, and you'll find us. We usually use Instagram. Today, we're going to talk about Gabby Petito, the family suing. We're going to talk about what they're suing for and about the most, probably one of the most interesting fertility clinic lawsuits I've ever heard. We're going to talk about this one is interesting, is what I'm going to say. Then we're going to talk about Bob Baffert, Baffert, who is the famous, well-known, horse trainer and manager of horses that race in the Kentucky Derby. He's bringing a lawsuit against Churchill Downs in the Kentucky Derby. I believe it's Kentucky. I know it's Churchill Downs, but I don't know if that he's actually, quote, suing, you know, the Kentucky Derby, but it's Churchill Downs he's suing. We're going to talk about the judge's ruling on the Maxwell new trial, and the three of us, you should see our eyes, all of Denise's, that we're all looking at like, what? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a Utah ranch, a $15 million beautiful Utah ranch where the kids and the dad are suing each other. And what happened in this sad scenario between the family members? And then an interesting case about protesters being sued, protesters suing police, the police departments for excessive force during a protest, and the chilling effect that may have, and or the issues it may have against police departments when there are protests. And, you know, the big issue there is going to be, is it a protest or did it turn into looting, et cetera, et cetera? And what should or shouldn't the police do and how far should they go, right?
I know.
And that's going to be an interesting topic. Today, Radio Law Talk, we always say the most, when you're tired of politics radio, tune into Radio Law Talk, right, Denise?
That's right.
But today, it's going to be a lot of controversial things we're going to talk about, but we're going to bring up both sides, and that's the whole issue. We argue both sides.
Yeah, and I, look, I do want to raise an issue. Last week, I have to correct myself and issue an apology. Last week, we were covering the Donald Trump Stormy Daniels story, and Denise indicated that the reason Stormy Daniels sued Donald Trump was because of a statement that she had made that a man approached her in Las Vegas and said, leave Trump alone, and then Trump responded to that saying, that was just a hoax. And I had a copy that said this lawsuit was a different reason. And so I said, Denise, I think it's this, and I corrected her. And Denise was correct, and I am sorry.
Thank you. So, I appreciate it. You know why you have April 1st on your paper?
Because that was yesterday.
Because that was my birthday. They were trying to remind you to say happy birthday to me today.
Yeah, it was on April 1st.
Yeah. Yes.
It's always been on April 1st.
I wished you a happy birthday.
Always.
I did, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Always gotten punked, too.
I would have brought something today if I would have known that.
Well, you brought yourself. That's all I need.
You're so sweet, Denise.
Would you have brought something if you knew it was my birthday?
No. Yes. No, I would have. And you know exactly what I would have brought.
What?
Mountain Dewey.
No. Guys, does anybody know? Think 855 Law Radio. If you know what I would have brought for my co-host, Todd Kunin, if I knew it was his birthday.
And the second question is,
I know what it is.
Do you know when my birthday is?
No, and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, because
you're not getting anything anyway.
Because my birthday is today.
It is not.
Yes, Denise and I, she has April 1st, I have April 2nd.
Oh, my gosh, happy birthday.
No, you're not.
No, he is.
It is.
We're both Aries.
That explains a lot.
It does.
Happy birthday, Todd Kunin. Wow.
Yeah.
Good. All right, let's not tease.
Mine came first, though.
Well, April 1st, yes, of course. Yes.
Denise, we haven't talked to each other about this, but I'm looking at her, and I know we know what we're going to say. Yeah. What is it we would have brought for him if we knew it was his birthday today, Denise?
Well, I thought you would bring him McDonald's.
That's exactly right. A shout out to McDonald's.
Which would have been the second McDonald's breakfast I would have eaten today.
Right.
Yeah.
But was the first one the one you got yourself as a birthday treat? Or?
As identified by the beverage I have in front of me and the branding on the outside of that beverage.
Isn't that great? And his physique is in pretty good shape. And
yeah, as long as I don't take my shirt off.
Yeah.
Well, if you do that again, you'll never be able to go back to McDonald's. You know that, right?
Well, that's true, yes. let's just say.
But actually, it's not just McDonald's, guys. Just those of you who want to talk to A. Todd K. A. Todd is his handle at Instagram.
It's Todd Kunin.
Todd Kunin, K-U-H. N-E-N.
That's right.
M-A-R-K.
Yeah.
A-S-H.
Yeah, no, that's something else.
No.
But
no,
he likes breakfast. What he does, he likes McDonald's breakfast better than anything.
Yeah.
It's not, he likes the lunches, but his breakfast is everything.
And my husband makes me breakfast every Saturday.
That's freaking awesome.
Isn't that nice?
You know, I usually, Sunday mornings, that's my thing. I like to make a big breakfast. You know what I like best about breakfast? Eggs with chopped up peppers in it. Jalapeno. Bell peppers, even some Fresnos. And then a little bit of onion chopped up. Small. It's going to be chopped up small. And then before you do that, everybody listen. I know everyone's getting hungry.
This is critical. Yeah.
This is critical. Cal, you have to sweat the peppers first and give them a little bit of char on them.
Do you sweat the onions and get them down to translucent?
Yes. Yeah, but you get a little char on them, too.
Oh, yeah.
You like brown them?
Yeah.
What is that called?
Well,
There's a French term for that.
Well, you char them like you, what do you?
You put them on le beurneur.
Le beurneur. Yes. Oh, and today we've got a thing called case or no case. We don't have a lot of time because we only have 2 minutes, but hold on. And what Cal's going to get into is a case or no case. He's going to throw a scenario at us.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. How many of you have ever worn glasses? And how many of you have ever put a pair of glasses on and said, these things are making my vision worse. They're making, that's essence of our case or no case.
We're going to wait and see what that's all about. But before we get into that,
we have a chance somebody wins today.
I know. So what happens is, what I was getting at this is, the winner is whoever gets the 50 points first, and then the co-hosts have to buy dinner.
What's our score?
So here's the score.
I'm at 46.
Denise is 46.
Fred somehow caught up and passed us all. He's 49.
Oh, Cal, I could win.
Yep. And Todd is 40.
So there we go. If I win, then they have to buy me a meal. And that's
I have a request. I want to go last on every case or no case. Because if I go first and Fred goes with me, I could be right. And he follows me, and he wins. So I need to have my strategy.
Strategery.
Yes.
You want to play the game like a player.
How about 10 points? Each question worth 10 points.
No, let's have points lost.
Well,
do people care about this?
I think our new rules, we're going to make it so everything you guess, every case is either worth plus one or minus one. We're going to do that next time.
Yeah.
Just to see. That'll be fun, don't you think?
We're going to do case or no case when we come back. Then we're going to get into Gabby Petito and Fertility Clinic lawsuit.
Wow. And a good case or no case about what you see and how you see it. That's all coming up on Radio Law Talk right here on many of your favorite local stations and on radiolawtalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to PennyandAssociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, this dirt it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this cat ain't shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car, Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I like the Amargosa Valley. Oh, that stone.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Happy birthday to Todd and Denise. We didn't know that. We'll let you know that's their birthday. So we're going to have a wonderful show. Cal, let's roll Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Anaheim, California, the year 2017. A woman by the name of Eloise visits her eye doctor, complaining her vision was just getting worse and worse and worse. And she says, my new glasses that you prescribed to me a year ago are the problem. Her doctor looked at the glasses and said, well, now your prescription. He said, now your prescription is wrong. It's incorrect. So let me give you the corrected one. And he did, or pardon me, she did. The doctor was a she. The patient replied that her eyes were now worse than when she first went into the office. She said, I'm not the suing type, but I really want to see him. I said, it's terrible. It's getting worse. So she went to the family lawyer and said, lawyer, do I have a case or no case? I don't want to go blind like this. What's going on? What's the deal? And Todd, since you wanted to go last, you can go first, because the first shall be last, and the last, you know, shall be first.
He's getting into the scriptures, yes. We're getting into the biblical scriptures.
Oh, brother. So does she have a lawsuit because she went to an eye doctor, gave her glasses, and her eyesight's worse?
Because the doc admitted the prescription she gave her a year ago was... now incorrect. It was incorrect.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Do I think that she has a lawsuit? No, I don't. I don't think that, because prescriptions change, eyes change. So I have to go back all the time to get different prescriptions. And look, she could be partially at fault. She could be partially at fault.
How? How?
Because when the doctor is going, which is better, A or B? One or two? Two or three? If she sits there and goes, well, I think it's one because maybe she was intoxicated or had done something to her eyes and she couldn't see. And, you know, she was giving faulty responses. You know, the doctor is the victim here, Cal. The doctor is the victim here. So lawsuit. What the heck? Yes, there's a lawsuit, and I'm only saying that because I bet my friends say no suit. Lawsuit, yes, and the doctor wins.
Okay, and
for bonus point, he gets damages.
No, for an extra point, you have to tell me what the suing type is, because she said she was not the suing type. Okay, Denise, what say you?
The suing type, anybody who sees money at the end of that rainbow.
Case or no case, Denise, what do you think?
Well, I think she has an underlying health condition that's causing the problem with her eyes, and they're going to find out that. And so I'm going to do the opposite of what Todd did. And I'm going to say no case.
Okay, fair enough. Mr. Penny, what is your thought on this? Would this be a case or a no case?
I think it's strategy. I could care less about the case. So Denise has 47. I have 49. I'm 1 point away. Todd, doesn't matter. He's in the basement with 40.
Ouch,
now,
Todd.
If
ouch.
I follow Denise and say no case, then she gets 2 points and I get 2 points.
If you're right.
If we're right. Which means we're 40, I'm 50, I hit the 50, you can't go higher because you're 49. Is this like Princess Bride?
So if I was, I don't know. Cal, do you have any Iocan patter?
I wish I did. I don't.
No, the Sicilian.
Yes.
That's a Sicilian, yeah.
So I think I have to follow Denise, because even if she loses, I lose, and we don't get any more points than Todd so far behind. Doesn't matter. I'm going to say no case. I'm following Denise.
Okay, well, do you have any cliche suing type? What is a suing type person? What does that mean to you?
A litigious person.
Someone who does it frequently, that kind of a thing? Or
yeah.
Someone who just has an attitude? I mean, what makes you a suing type? Because most people will tell you.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm not the suing type.
But well, I think the suing type, those are the good people in life. We're lawyers here, guys. No, just teasing you.
You know, Fred just quoted what I believe will be on my headstone if I ever pass. Todd's so far behind, it doesn't even matter. That's going to go on my headstone.
Isn't that what your dates say when you go out on a
no,
date?
No, Judgment Day. He'll appear before the Almighty and the good Lord and say, oh, Todd.
Yeah, sure.
So far behind.
You're closed? Oh, was that today?
What just happened? That's what I hope to say when I die.
I was not getting oil for my lamp. What
just happened? Okay, so the question is,
do you have time, though, Cal, to really get into this?
We need Denise's answer.
Oh, Denise answered. She said no case.
Yeah, no
case. So we got Denise,
yeah,
no case.
You didn't
no case.
Hear Fred go on and on and on about saying the same thing that I did and how he's still
in.
He went on so long. My short-term memory is gone.
855 Law Radio, if you want to call in and tell us what you think. You don't even have to be on the air. 855-529-7234. Cal, I don't want you to tell them yet.
Oh,
I want to set this up.
Okay.
Can we just set it up and tell us But let me tell you what I truly think, because I followed Denise. I think it is a case, and the only reason why I think that is the way Cal said, what does the suing type mean when she means that?
Well, she said, she specifically said this. She said, listen, family lawyer, I'm not the suing type, but I can't see.
But
what
if
we
she
can
says
do about
that,
this,
right? Yeah. My point is, if she says that, then that means it's probably a case because you wouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. So I'm still doing the trying to think of. Well, but don't forget, after the case or no case, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Gabby Petito. That is the girl that came up missing. Her and her boyfriend were traveling all over the country. And the weird one was in Utah when they pulled her over, that she was so distraught, yet they let her go. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying the video showed that she was really having some issues. I don't know, and I'm not saying it's anybody's fault or whatever. My daughter's doing that. I'm like, dear, you're not going to go all over the country and do stuff like that. I worry about my daughter that's 30 years old if she's driving by herself somewhere, right? We're also going to talk about this fraternity clinic that is being sued for something that is very interesting. And we're going to be very sensitive to this because clearly people have issues and rights to sue for reasons, but there are going to be ramifications both sides on this, we think.
So have you ever known somebody that got restricted in court where they can't sue because they are deemed to be?
There are. They can be. They can be. But I think that's a constitutional issue. They still have the right to bring a case.
They have to get permission from the presiding judge.
Right.
Is usually what happens.
And sometimes they have to post a bond. For example, there's a broadcaster in this area who has a reputation of being a frequent sewer. And so he has to post a bond before he can file a case.
Wow.
Yeah.
S-U-E-R or S-E-W-E-R?
Okay.
Whatever it is, we'll be back after this. We're going to finish case or no case, then get into the cases that we're going to talk about.
Answer to case or no case coming up here. Don't go away. There's more coming up right here.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just won't do.
Best thing about a quick car wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat inside.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523.
You
USA Radio News. The U.S. is pledging another $300 million in military aid to Ukraine. So far, the Biden administration has provided over $1.6 billion in assistance to the country during the Russian invasion. Speaking on Fox News, Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country is key to Europe.
We are the locomotive. I think we are one of the important components of the European continent.
A bill that would allow Georgia residents to carry handguns in public without a license or background check is set to become law. Republicans say the measure is needed to allow people to more easily protect themselves following a rise in crime. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp tweeted he looked forward to signing it. A Nevada man who was charged with murder in the death of 18-year-old Naomi Urien, whose body was found in a remote area east of Reno after she'd been missing for weeks. 41-year-old Troy Driver, who'd been already charged with her kidnapping, is now also charged with murder, robbery, burglary, and destruction of evidence. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Is this real life? No point for you.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Cal, give it to us. Tell us about the case or no case.
All right, here's the deal. So, first off, how many times have you ever looked at a potential client and said, well, I'm not a doctor, but, you know, has that ever come up at any conversation with you? Because that's what this woman's lawyer said. He said, you know, madam, I'm no doctor, but your eyeball is a big nerve, and unless there was some trauma to it, I don't see how these glasses could damage it, but you know, you should go to another doctor and follow their advice and do what they say. I'm just telling you that as far as I am concerned, you don't have a case.
Yes, so, Denise. Okay. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, Fred Penny. Denise, you have 49 points. I have 51.
Actually, I have 48 points. 48
points.
Really bad at math.
I'm terrible at math. That means I win. I win. Okay, I want
Fred
to go
wins.
To... my favorite steak place. Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next hour.
Now, Fred is not the crowing type. When he wins,
no.
He's not the type.
No, I never let people know. No.
He's so humble.
Yes, that's good.
With a capital H.
I think he won an award for humility.
But, no, he told me.
Remind us about.
Sure. I'll let you know. I'll bring it in next.
Before the show, he said to me, "Cal, remember, my finest attribute is my humility, and please don't forget it."
That's basically right.
Another conversation.
Because none of us here are competitive. Denise is not competitive.
No.
Cal, what's going to be next hour? What type of a case?
Well, next hour we're going to talk about a professor who decided she was going to do something to do some good, and she ended up doing bad.
So we'll explain next hour on Radio Law Talk.
Thanks, Cal.
Yeah.
So Gabby Petito, those of you who know, that's the young, cute lady that was out with her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, and they were cruising around the country in this kind of Sprinter-type van. I don't know if it was a Sprinter van, but a van that they lived out of, and were exploring the country together, apparently as young people do. I don't know. That's,
yeah, she was trying to create a travel blog.
Yeah, travel blog, right. And YouTube and get popular and all that type of stuff. And she, and it was working. Their travel vlog was doing fairly well. And the Utah police pull them over. Apparently they went to Zions National Park and everything in southern Utah, and the video is a little bit,
it's disturbing.
Disturbing,
isn't it?
Yeah. It shows that she's just crying and upset over her boyfriend, and just about, apparently there was some sort of altercation that someone called the police, that they saw them, you know, have an altercation, and
in their car when they were driving.
Yeah, they saw hands fly, apparently,
right.
If I understand it correctly.
Yeah,
and she had a mark on her. That's the part for me that made this the hardest to accept, because she actually said he had struck her, and she had a mark on her, but she also said she had struck him.
But she admitted she hit him first.
Yes.
You know, that she was the, yeah.
So instead of removing them from each other and making sure they were separated, they just let her go.
Well, she didn't want it. She apparently said, look, I don't want to be separated from him. You know, but that's classic. Isn't that kind of a classic abuse issue? The woman's going to say, you know, look.
Especially, Fred, out in the middle of where she is with no support system around her.
Right.
Parents are in New York and Florida, whatever. They're scattered all over the place. And all of a sudden she faces the prospect of having to go at this by herself and, for a TikToker, no videographer.
Right.
This is a problem. That was the purpose of the mission, was the video.
So the dilemma I see for law enforcement is this. First, they respond not because of a call she placed or the laundry placed. They respond because of a call somebody else placed, a third party who just said, I saw hands going. They didn't. And so the officers show up, and you have...
pulled them over. Right.
Immediately, they're going to think that the female is the victim. I mean, that's just natural to look at that, look at size disparity. And when they meet with her, she says, well, I hit him first, and then he responded. So, look, domestic violence, abuse, that can go both ways. Legally speaking, there is no, it's only against the law if the male is hitting the female. There are women that are charged with domestic violence, so the cops have this where the person, first person they speak with, says, yeah, he hit me, but after I hit him, I hit him first. So it's mutual. And if I have any fault with what the law enforcement should have done at that point in time, should have taken both of them into custody.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea. They have one car.
One car.
You know, there was really no way to separate them because somebody would be stranded, right?
Yeah.
And wasn't it her car? Too?
But and also, didn't he say, oh, just take me in? She's like, no, or not. I don't remember exactly. We'll have to go back and look at the video. It's on YouTube. But what's happened now? So the second thing that happened is all of a sudden she disappears, right? And
he comes home with the car to his parents' house.
Yes, in Florida. And then
and her family lived in Staten Island, was that right? Or New York.
New York somewhere,
yeah.
And they're like, where's Gabby? And nobody knows. And then he I don't know if he committed suicide or something happens, and they find his body. He went hiking down near the river or the swamp somewhere in Florida.
But his family went all weasel before that. When Gabby's family comes in and says, what's going on? Well, they went all weasel. Well, we're just not going to say.
Well, weasel, you say that, though, Cal. You know, they probably want to, they're worried about themselves, too. You have to protect yourself. And I'm not saying what they did is right or wrong, but, you know, the laundry family, they're going to be looked at. So what's the best thing that, what would a lawyer tell you to do when you're...
Shut up.
Yeah, shut your mouth. And because, you know, there's, and they have the right constitutionally to remain silent no matter what happened. And so, you know, look what's happened to this. And again, I'm not trying to, it's not the same thing, but this individuals that are being prosecuted, a mom and a dad, for their kid going off on a rampage and shooting kids, you know, they're now being prosecuted. You just got to be careful what you say as a defendant or a possible defendant. So that's what's going on here. Laundry family are being sued, is that right, by Petitos in a civil suit, and the Laundry family's like, we're just not going to say anything, and we didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, and what people have to understand is there's this thing called accessory after the fact, right? So if you know that if a family member, let's say, kill somebody and then they come to you and then you participate and assist them in hiding, getting money, fleeing the country, you can be charged as an accessory after the fact to the crime. And at the time that people are asking the laundries information about Brian Laundry, because he's clearly not at the house at this point when law enforcement goes there, they don't know where he is. If the family gave any assistance to him at all, his parents gave any assistance to him at all, you know their lawyer's saying, don't admit to anything because you could be facing criminal liability for your actions. So they did what the Constitution allows for them to do.
If they did something,
yes.
If they did something wrong,
they had the right, whether they did something wrong or not.
Right. No, but my point is Denise is. It's not just, the issue is not just whether they can be silent or not. Maybe they didn't know what exactly happened.
That's true. But from a defense attorney standpoint, let's remember that the right to remain silent, and there's just a Supreme Court case on this, the right to remain silent is not just a right for guilty people. The right to remain silent is a right for everybody, including innocent people. And in fact, innocent people are often the people that should be invoking the right, because it doesn't say anything incriminating that you say can be used or will be used against you in a court of law. It says anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. And if they make any statement, I guarantee you the fear is that that statement will be pigeonholed and twisted and put into evidence in support of a complaint against the parents for conspiracy after the fact. So the best thing they could do to protect themselves is say nothing.
Here's the thing. I'm going to ask you, as a prosecutor, former prosecutor, and a public defender, and have handled a lot of criminal cases. Todd, I always hear this on video, and I hear other attorneys say this, is not just shut up, but you always ask or say, am I being detained, officer? Why do they say that? They always say, ask, am I being detained, officer? Because if you're not, apparently you can just get up and walk away and leave.
Yeah.
Saving. Why do you ask that?
Okay, so when law enforcement stops.
Let's do it when we come back.
Okay.
Let's do that, because that's a really interesting thing that people ask about.
It has to do with the Fourth Amendment, and we will address that when
and a very famous case.
I also think it's important to note that for all the stuff you're saying, which is wonderful, there was still a missing woman out there.
That's exactly
right. And that's something that all gets tossed aside because we're worried about what the parents are going to say and their rights. And what about the missing
woman? But still, Cal, if you, we're going to talk about this when we come back.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But the problem is, do we start treading on the Constitution because we really want to find that girl? We've got to be very careful with that. We'll be back after this and discuss this later.
Thanks, Fred.
About this.
That's a good observation. Thank you, Fred. In fact, you'll hear a lot of great law talk coming up here. After all, it's what we call the show, Radio Law Talk, and it will continue in about 5 minutes right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you're frustrated trying to get business capital, want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
This is the best show ever.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. info@radiolawtalk.com.
So what we're talking about is the sad Gabby's disappearance and death. And then Brian Laundrie, her boyfriend's disappearance and death. The Laundrie family is being sued civilly by Gabby's family. And the issue everyone's like is, they're remaining silent. And why didn't they help? And why didn't they, the answer is they don't have to talk. And they probably shouldn't be talking. And so then now we are turning to a former prosecutor in Tennessee and in California, and an individual that has a lot of experience in this, Todd Kuenin. Why is it everybody says, you see it on videos, you see it on TV, you always ask the officers if you're pulled over and they're talking to you or something, am I being detained? Why? What's up with that?
Well, it has to do with the Fourth Amendment and with a potential down the road if you're charged with something, motion to suppress evidence. So the officers can only detain you. And a detention is defined as a person is not free to leave. That's the way the Supreme Court has defined a detention. If you are not free to leave, then you are being detained by law enforcement. And law enforcement can only detain you if they have reasonable suspicion, not probable cause, reasonable suspicion that a crime has occurred, is in the process of being occurring, or will occur in the near future. That is the standard that law enforcement must be able to articulate. They can't detain you because they got a suspicion or a hunch. That's they can't detain you based upon an inchoate suspicion or hunch. Like, well, we pulled the car over because it's a Chevy Nova and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and most people that drive Novas are drunk. That would be an inappropriate reason to pull somebody over. So when you ask, you have these people that say, am I being detained? They're really trying to get the law enforcement officer on the video to say, yes, you are being detained, because that makes it very easy in a subsequent case to say, the issue here is, did the law enforcement officer have reasonable suspicion? If the officer doesn't commit to that and you don't ask those questions, then they have to argue at a suppression motion whether or not the person was detained. Because the officer is going to say, well, I didn't detain him. I mean, look. Yeah, I'm wearing a gun on my belt, and the lights were going, and my car was blocking their ability to drive away, but I wasn't detaining him.
And the next tactic always is, all right, well, how about, can I search your car?
Yeah, and that's seeking consent, right?
Yeah, right.
And so that's why they ask that question.
Once they're detained, they have to have a warning. They have to be given a Miranda.
That's not an arrest. Once they're arrested, they have to be given Miranda warnings. But the key here, look, folks, if you see those videos where they say, do this during an arrest and do that during an arrest and blah, 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 and they're always followed up by someone saying, no, I'm not giving you legal advice, but this is what you do when you have a... Look, nothing that you see there on any of those videos is going to get you out of an arrest if the officer wants to arrest you. Everything you see on those videos, you got to understand this, everything you see is all about giving your lawyer ammunition to help contest the reason you were stopped sometime down the road. But it ain't going to get you out of being arrested. It's going to help you contest the reasons for that arrest sometime down the road.
And by the way, Radio Law Talk, we're not giving legal advice. We're just talking about general topics of law. Look at our website, at our disclaimer. Seek local counsel. So that was interesting, because I do see that and hear that all the time. And, you know, what it comes down to is, without giving advice, which is what the laundries are doing, they have absolute every right constitutionally to shut up and say nothing.
That's right.
And if we start, whether we agree or disagree, if we start losing that right, we're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. We're in trouble because, you know, people, that's why America is what it is, and that's why we're the land of the free, right?
Yeah.
And you had made a comment that these are competing rights. There's competing rights here at play.
Absolutely. I mean, anytime somebody invokes their right to remain silent, I'll give you an example. Cal had raised during the break, I believe, Cal had raised an issue, says, yeah, but there was a girl that was missing. At the time, they wanted information from the laundries.
Who has the right to life.
Yes.
And liberty.
She has the right to life.
Okay. Denise is going to talk about that. Denise brought something up very interesting about that.
But she has that, but the parents also have the right to remain silent. So now you have competing rights. And the parents cannot be put in a position where they are forced to give up their rights because of Miss Petito's being missing. Yeah. So that's the competing interests that I was talking about.
Well, right, but tell them what you said, Denise.
Well, the problem with that argument in this case is only because we later find out Petito was dead. So once you're deceased, you don't have constitutional rights.
That is correct.
So, yeah, so that's sad.
Interesting.
Wow.
And Cal, what you're saying was smart and intelligent and logical, but
makes no sense from a legal perspective.
But from a legal perspective, they have the right to remain silent. And doggone it, that's what they should have done, and were probably told by their lawyers.
And you guys have to remember, they found their son.
Right.
They met police at the site in that swamp where their son had often gone.
So they admit they knew where he was.
His dad's the one that found him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not necessarily Denise didn't know where he was. Maybe they know that's where he normally goes and just went
looking. That's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just kind of sad that his dad's the one that found him. And the police officers had already been over the area. And
then the water receded, apparently, if I understand it correctly. Yes, it was a sad story.
Yeah.
It's two people lost their lives over this thing.
Two young people.
Yeah, two very young people, full of promise, their world in front of them, just right there at their feet. And now they're both gone. It's very sad.
Bizarre. All right, let's move on and talk about the fertility clinic being sued. This is one that is interesting. And we're going to be very careful with this because there's a lot of emotions involved here. But we have... we have a lesbian couple that want to have a child together. Actually, they want to have two children, and they want to, and two of the children that they discuss having is one of the ladies that is in a relationship. One of the spouses has had some serious issues with men abusing her, and she didn't like that, and it caused her some issues, and she believed that she did not want a male child, so they wanted two female children, and they went to a fertility clinic that is, I believe, in New York, at Latham, New York, and they were a reputable clinic and said, basically, okay, we're going to take, the egg from my spouse and then have the sperm donor and then implant it in me as in the other spouse, and sure enough, they find out what later, Denise. What do they find out?
They find out that she had been implanted with a male embryo, and the clinic actually assured her that they could determine the sex, if you will, the gender of the embryo, so they would make sure that they would implant a female embryo. You know what? This whole thing makes me mad, to be honest. It feels like, what's it called when you're choosing to have
what you want? Yeah,
I can't think of it. It reminds me of Nazis when they were trying to create the perfect race.
Yes, extermination orders.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. It just bothers me that
it's like eugenics or something like that.
Eugenics. That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
But you know what? We argue both sides, right? That's why we're here. But then you say to yourself, okay, they have to go through this process anyway, right? And this process is more than the normal process from 50 years ago, and the technology such that, yes, they can now implant these embryos, and people who can't have children now can have children or wouldn't have normally had children. And why not pick the sex? What's the difference between that and doing this technologically advanced way of having children? Now, we're going to talk about, before I get to you, we're going to talk about the issues that we have here with this, but go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, and we'll do that after the break, because I was going to say is there are a lot of issues in this case where you can look at and say, well, that's an interesting take, and what about the child that was born and all this? But what it really boils down to, in my opinion, is a very simple issue in terms of liability on the part of the clinic that implanted the embryo.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that simple issue when we come back.
We'll come back. Cal, take us out.
Okay, good. Good. I know a lot of you have questions on this, and hopefully we will get to all of them next hour. We'll take a six-minute break here for stations to play the network news at the top of the hour, and Radio Law Talk will continue at 6 minutes after the next hour right here. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.